phrase duck's arse swims across me mind. Mean little devils. You should see the prices they tries to charge me when I takes my broom to be repaired, said Granny.
Yes, but you never pay, said Megrat.
That's not the point, said Granny Weatherwax. They shouldn't be allowed to charge that sort of money. That's thieving, that is.
I don't see how it can be thieving if you don't pay anyway, Megrat persisted.
I never pay for anything, said Granny. People never let me pay. I can't help it if people give me things the whole time, can I? When I walk down the street, people are always running out with cakes they've just baked, and fresh beer, and old clothes that have hardly been worn at all. Oh, Mistress Weatherwax, pray take this basket of eggs, they say. People are always very kind. Treat people right, and they'll treat you right. That's respect. Not having to pay, she finished sternly, is what being a witch is all about.
Here, what's this? Said Nanny, pulling out a small packet. She unwrapped the paper and revealed several hard brown discs.
My word, said Granny Weatherwax, I take it all back. That's the famous dwarf bread, that is. They don't give that to just anyone.
Nanny tapped it on the edge of the boat. It made a noise very similar to the kind of noise you get when a wooden ruler is held over the edge of a desk and plucked. A sort of hollow boing-oing-oing sound.
They say it never goes stale, even if you stores it for years, said Granny.
It'll keep you going for days and days, said Nanny Og.
Magrat reached across, took one of the flat loaves, tried to break it, and gave up.
You're supposed to eat it, she said.
Oh, I don't think it's for eating, said Nanny. It's more for sort of,
keeping you going, said Granny. They say that...
She stopped. Above the noise of the river and the occasional drip of water from the ceiling they could all hear, now the steady slosh-slosh of another craft heading towards them.
Someone's following us, hissed Magrat.
Two pale glows appeared at the edge of the lamplight. Eventually they turned out to be the eyes of a small grey creature, vaguely frog-like, paddling towards them on a log. It reached the boat. Long, clammy fingers grabbed the side and a lugubrious face rose level with Nanny Og's.
Hello, it said. It's my birthday.
All three of them stared at it for a while. Then Granny Weatherwax picked up an oar and hit it firmly over the head. There was a splash and a distant cursing.
Horrible little bugger, said Granny as they rowed on. Looked like a troublemaker to me.
Yeah, said Nanny Og. It's the slimy ones you have to watch out for.
I wonder what he wanted, said Magrat. After half an hour, the boat drifted out through a cave mouth and into a narrow gorge between cliffs. Ice glistened on the walls, and there were drifts of snow on some of the outcrops. Nanny Og looked around guilelessly, and then fumbled somewhere in the depths of her miniskirts and produced a small bottle. There was a glugging noise.
I bet there's a fine echo here, she said after a while. Oh, no, you don't, said Granny firmly.
Don't what?
Don't sing that song.
Pardon, Esme?
I ain't going, said Granny, if you insists on singing that song.
What song would that be? Said Nanny innocently.
You know the song to whom I am referring, said Granny icily. You always get drunk and let me down and sing it.
Can't recall any song like that, Esme, said Nanny Og meekly.
The one, said Granny, about the rodent that can't ever be persuaded to care about anything.
Oh, said Nanny, beaming as light dawned. You mean the hedgehog can never be, but
that's the one.
But it's traditional, said Nanny.
Anyway, in foreign parts, people won't know what the words mean.
They will the way you sings them, said Granny. The way you sings them, creatures what lives on the bottoms of ponds know what they mean.
Magrat looked over the side of the boat. Here and there, ripples were edged with white. The current was running a bit faster, and there were lumps of ice in it.
It's only a folk song, Esme, said Nanny Og.
Eh, said Granny Weatherwax. I should just say it is a folk song. I knows all about folk songs. Heh, you think you're listening to a nice song about cuckoos and fiddlers and nightingales and whatnot, and then it turns out to be about something else entirely, she added darkly. You can't trust folk songs. They always sneak up on you.
Magrat fended them off a rock, and Eddie spun them around slowly.
I know one about two little bluebirds, said Nanny Og.
Said Magrat.
They may